ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सायं सायं प्रातश्चरे भैक्ष्यम् गुरवे तन्निवेदये, भुञ्जीत यद्यनुज्ञातो नो चेदुपवसेत् क्वचित्। Translation: The brahmachari should go out morning and evening for collecting alms. All the collection should be offered to the spiritual master. The brahmachari is supposed to eat only if he is ordered to take foodstuffs by the spiritual master. Otherwise, without being so ordered by the spiritual master, he may sometimes have to observe fasting.
Sayam prata charit bhikkam जता भैक्षम गुरवे तन्निवेदयेत्। पुंजीत जत अनुज्ञात नो चेत उपवसेत् क्वचित्। वेरी स्ट्रिक्ट लाइफ। दे ब्रह्मचारी शुड गो आउट ऑफ द आश्रम for begging alms. Mother, we are coming from such and such temple or ashram, give us some alms. So every home, grihastha, they would give some little atta. It doesn't matter, he gives so much. Hey, little. That is nice. Little atta or little rice or little dal, little fruits or little vegetable, everyone can contribute. And the brahmachari should go neighboring householder's place to take something from him. This collection is not for his personal sense gratification. This collection is made from these persons to offer to the deity. They are simply eating. Grihinam dhino chetosam. Mahat vichalananga nirinam. Grihinam dhino chetosam. The householders, especially, they have become very crippled minded. In this Shastra, it is said that sannyasis, brahmacharis, they are supposed to be maintained by the grihastha as their children. As they are maintaining their own children, there is no disgust. Similarly, if a brahmachari or a grihastha comes and brahmachari or sannyasi, so he should not be refused. Give something. If you give little rice, that is also. But don't refuse. This is Vedic system. Bhiksham. When this is stopped, that is called durviksha. When this alms collection is impossible, that is called durviksha. Even brahmachari and sannyasis cannot get any alms. That is the period of durviksha. So in the Kali Yuga, there is durviksha. Nobody can give even little rice. That is called durviksha. Anavrishti durvikya karapirita. People in this age will be harassed by three things. One thing is anavrishti. There will be scarcity of rainfall, or no rainfall. When I first went to Hyderabad, they said that for 3-4 years there was no rain. Is it not? But since Hare Krishna mantra is being chanted, there is rainfall. So they do not know the secret of rainfall. Jagyan bhavanti pajjanna. If you perform yoga, then there will be cloud. Pajjanna, anna sambhava. Annan bhavanti bhutani. Pajjannat anna sambhava. This prescription is there. As soon as you stop performing yoga, you take pleasure in sporting, no yoga. Now big cities, they have got big Olympian sporting, but no yoga performance. So why then shall not be scarcity of rain? And as soon as there is scarcity of rain, there is scarcity of food grains. And as soon as there is scarcity of food grains, so many so-called associations will come out, give us grain, we have to feed such and such person, such and such village. It is not going to the village, it is collected and it is used at their home. And government also raise tax, because constant durvikha. So to stop durvikha, government will tax the people. These are all stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anavishti durvikhai karopirita achinna daridravina gacchanti girikaranam. This in this Kali Yuga, people will be very, very much harassed. First of all, there is scarcity of rain, then scarcity of food grain, and then taxation by the government. These things we were expecting. It is already begun. So durvikha means these brahmachari sannyasis, they should go to every household or house and take some arms. When this is refused, that means we are calling durvikha, scarcity of food there. It should be given. That is, a small collection, it is going to the temple for offering prasadam to the Lord and the prasadam to the Vaishnavas, Brahmanas. Therefore something must be given. If we open this Gurukul as we are contemplating, the students should be trained up to go house to house and take little alms. It doesn't matter one has to give 1 kilogram, no. Whatever you can, you must give. This is the system all over India still. So, here it is said that Sayam Pratvasharit Bhajyam, twice in the day the brahmacharis should be trained up to collect alms. In the morning, in the evening. And Bhajyam and Gurave Tadnibhidayat. And whatever collection is there, it should be offered to the Guru. Not that something kept for my own purpose. No, everything should be offered, whatever you collect. You cannot keep, because everything in the Gurukul or in the temple, it is for the interest of the Guru. In the beginning, it was said, Basandantar Gurur Hitam. Everything, all collection, either in cash or kind, that is for the benefit of Guru, not the personal benefit. No. Therefore, only the sannyasis and the brahmachari, they can beg, they can collect, not others. That is fine with them. Sayam pratasthadit bhaktam guravitam nivedat. Now as soon as you bring the collection before the Guru, it was meant for the Guru, so it is Guru's property. It is not your property. Then what I shall do, everything is given to Guru, then what shall I do? That is said, bhunjita jadi anugyata. Now these things will be prepared. The brahmachari will collect dal, rice, atta and everything. It will be prepared, offered to the deity. That's a fact. But if by mistake Guru forgets to call a particular disciple, my dear son, please come take your prasada, then he should not take prasada. Guru has forgotten, so I shall not go and take myself the food stuff. I shall fast. This is brahmachari. Here it is said, bhunjita jadi anugyata. Everything is there, prasadam is ready. But you can eat if you are ordered by the spiritual master. This is called tapasya. Not that Guru is not here and so much food stuff, let me eat sumptuously and sleep 24 hours. This is not brahmachari. We should be very careful. Without order of Guru, of course our students are trained up, they ask permission. But here it is said that he should not ask permission even. If Guru calls him, then he can take. Otherwise, Guru has forgotten to call him somehow or other, so he should starve or he should fast at that day. So this is discipline and hardship, voluntary hardship. The brahmachari may come from the royal house, just like our Krishna. He is actually son of Vasudeva, and he was brahmachari. And when Sudama Vipra, Krishna is supposed to be Kshatriya, and Sudama Vipra was Brahmin. So Brahmin and Kshatriyas are specially meant for going to the Gurukul and live very strictly according to the principle of Gurukul. So Krishna and Sudama Vipra went to collect dry fuel from the woods. When Sudama Vipra came to Krishna's house, he reminded, my dear Sudama, do you remember that day that both of us went to the forest and there was cyclone and rain, we could not come out. So that means so much painstaking for the matter of Guru. One cannot refuse that I am coming from very rich family. Why should you ask me to what to go to collect some? I can purchase it, I have money. No! If you have to... here it is said that brahmachari gurukule basandanta gurur hitam acharan dasavad nicha. Even if you are coming from the royal family, even if you are coming from the very respectable Brahman family, when you are under the control of Guru, you should act like servant. And what kind of servant? Menial servant. Nicho. Not that I am am very rich man's son. You are asking me to do this. No, I cannot do it. No. This is called tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena. So, it is very difficult at the present moment to introduce all these principles because the days are different. If we become very strict, so then ordinarily they are not coming. There is no such strict principle. We are constructing very nice palatial building with attached bathroom and everything complete. Still, people are not coming. This is different days. So it is very difficult to introduce the original way of brahmacharya, vanaprastha, sannyas, and grihastha. Everything has topsy-turvy. But there is only one way. That is, they are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that although this age is full of faults, Kalo dosa nidhi rajam. Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, Parikshit Maharaj, I have described so many faults of this age. You must be perplexed. It is just like the ocean of faults. But there is one benefit. That is specially for this age. What is that? Kītanāreva krishnasya mukta saṅga param brajati. If simply this system is introduced, Hare Krishna mantra, Kītanāreva krishnasya, this Hare Krishna, sometimes they come to fight with us, that why you say Hare Krishna, why you do not say Hare Rama? Perhaps you have got experience. But the Shastra says, Kītanāreva krishnasya. It does not mean that we do not accept Rama as the Supreme Person. That does not mean. Shastra said, Kītanāreva krishnasya, mukta saṅga param brajate. And it is said in the Shastra that if you chant Vishnu Sahasranam, after chanting 1,000 times Vishnu's name, it is equal to one Ramana. And after chanting 3 Ramana, it is equal to one Krishna. This is said in this Shastra. So, this Hare Krishna, of course, in some Puranas, the beginning is Hare Ram, but in many Puranas, it is Hare Krishna. So we have no objection. Either you begin with Hare Ram or Hare Krishna, we have no objection. But the Shastra says, Kītanāreva krishnasya. Ram and Krishna, there is no difference. But why in the Shastra it is said, Kītanāreva krishnasya? So Hare Krishna is quite to the rulings of the Shastra. There is no discrepancies. Although we have no objection, either you chant Hare Krishna or Hare Rama. So, these things, as far as possible, we shall introduce, but our main principle is chant. If the brahmacharis are trained up to rise early in the morning and chant Hare Krishna, attend Mangalaratri, then go to the sea for taking bath, and again comes and again attends Vaidik school and Vedabhyas. So Vedabhyas means to study Krishna literature, because nowadays it is not possible that the students, especially foreign students, they will be very much inclined to read from Samveda, Yajurveda, Rigveda, Atharvaveda, or pronounce the Upanishad, Brahma Sutra. The time is changed as far as possible, but there is a sense of all this Vedic literature. Bhāsaṁ Brahma Sutrānā vidārtha parivinthitam, this Bhagavata. This is the essence of Brahma's Nigama Kalpataru Galitam Phalamidam. So we are contemplating to start this Brahmacharya Ashram. So these things should be followed, that the Brahmachari Sayang Prata, it is begun here. Sayang Prata Rupasita Guru Agni Arka Surattama. This should be practiced. Surattama, especially the deity. So these are the principles to be followed. That Brahmachari should always remain dedicated to the Guru. Whatever collection he makes, he should offer to the spiritual master, and spiritual master will ask him, "My dear Satansat, my dear son, please come and take your prasadam." If he forgets, then we should not go personally, and we should wait, or we shall fast. These are the some of the rules and regulations as far as possible. But if we follow the principles of Bhagavatam, Kirtanadiva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangbhaje.